Steven is an owner-operator truck driver.
Hiya, folks.
Steven traded up to GEICO for serious commercial insurance for both his truck and cargo, all for a seriously great rate.
Ooh, I got one.
Got one what?
A good pun.
This isn't one of those ads.
There's something wrong with that forklift, but it's a giant fork you can't lift, right?
We take commercial insurance very seriously here, Steven.
I'm only semi-serious, huh? You get it?
I see what you did there. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I told you guys, we're not resting. Just because the 49ers playoff hopes are over, which they are, we're going to start looking forward. A lot of people, I got up pretty early this morning and just started checking some emails and some other stuff that was out there. And they were just like, can you please do a mock draft soon? Can you please do a mock draft soon? So here's what we're going to do. We are going to go through the list of free agents that are going to happen this upcoming year. Then I'm going to go through the biggest needs that are on the board for the 49ers. And then we're going to do a mock draft, a full 7-round mock draft. Disclaimer, this is going to be position-based, not player-based, okay? So the whole idea is to give us just a little bit of a telescopic view of what the 49ers' major needs are with the people that are leaving and the weaknesses that are out there and how you could use these 10 to 11 picks, depending on what site you're on. Compensation pick value is always, you know, up in the airs. Over the Cap has us getting 11. I think Spotrac has us getting 10. So that's kind of where it is. So that's what we're going to do. That's right, Flynn, right here. Mock draft season, baby. Mock drafts in December suck. But they're not as bad as mock drafts in October. And we have been there. Sadly, been there more than we've been here. But this is where we are. And obviously, we're going to have more shows during the week. And we're going to talk about the game and grades and film and all that stuff. Right now, I have been asked to deliver some type of hope or something to look forward to. And so that's what I'm here to do today. I know it's a lot earlier than we usually go live, but I know that there's some frustrated 49ers fans out there. Rightfully so. Everybody should be pissed. But maybe this just gives you something to look forward to. And if it accomplishes that for two or three people, then I'm a happy man. I feel like I've done my duty as whatever the hell my job is. Shout out to today's executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David G. This is episode 1,286. Oh, man. We had done a lot of episodes. Now, here is my list of free agents. Now, I want to step forward today with the whole idea. We're not re-signing anybody. Obviously, you're going to re-sign some of these players. Obviously, you're going to bring in some free agents. I understand that. But that's conjecture. And so I want to operate moving forward with this idea, man, let's see how we can, you know, improve this team through the draft. Because that should be the bread and butter now that you have all these picks on how you rebuild. And you're picking really, really high. Like, so we're going to be using PFF today. They have us picking 17th, which is what we were. But according to Tankathon, with the last loss night, we're currently picking 13th. Now, we've played one extra game. That's what it is. You know, my guess is probably at the end of week 15, we'll be about 14 or 15. But that's kind of where we are. Like, you can get a quality pick in the top 20, like 100%. I mean, we haven't picked up there in a while since the trade up for Trey Lance. But yeah, you can do some things. Nick Bosa, yeah, that was number two overall. I doubt you're going to get a Nick Bosa type guy, but we'll see. Here are the free agents. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the names. We'll go through that. Number one priority, and I do have these ranked in priority, Dre Greenlaw. Yeah, you should resign him, but we're going to operate like we're not. Talanoa Hufanga, that's my number two. Ben Bartsch, number three. I would have no problem if Ben Bartsch is a starting left guard moving forward. Wouldn't care. Isaac Yiadom, cheap player. I have no problem with Yiadom being our number three. He's been good on special teams. I like Yiadom. I don't think he's great. I don't think that he's, you know, a starter on the outside in our two-corner sets, but I do not have a problem with Isaac Yiadom being number three for us. Ideally number four, but he's been pretty solid. Charvarius Ward, I doubt that happens. He's going to go get paid probably elsewhere. He needs to go to a cover two scheme at this point in his career. Still a good player, but I don't think he really fits what we do in the cover three. Kevin Givens, I'd like to have him back. We've had him since 2019. Aaron Banks, time for him to move on, probably go get paid elsewhere. Eric Saubert, time for him to move on, time for him to go. John Feliciano, if he wants to come back, I'm cool. Sign him on another cheap one-year deal. It's just health, age. Josh Dobbs, I'd be cool with it, but I don't think he's coming back after we put him at number three, and he's got no snaps. Brandon Allen, cool. Whatever. DFF, no. Shout out to DFF, though, playing injured last night when we had nobody else because Devondre Campbell's just a little baby. I'm not a DFF fan on the field, but gained some respect. Did he play well? He did not. Did he line up well? He did not. But he was injured and stayed out there because we had nobody else. So credit to him. Should we re-sign him? We should not. He's been terrible on special teams all year. He's not a good football player at this point in his career. Khalil Davis, who we traded a seventh-round pick for, nah, I've not seen anything. We gave up a seventh-round pick 2 years from now. I don't think it was really a bust or a bad trade. You got the value you paid. Didn't work out. Hasn't worked out. Maybe that changes. Maybe that changes. Chris Conley, I'd be down for bringing him back just for special teams alone. Plays all the wide receiver positions, but I want him back as a special teams guy and the last wide receiver roster spot guy. That's it. Pat O'Donnell, I would prefer to keep him over Mitch Wisnowski. I think he's better at this stage in his career. He's more dependable. The health concerns, and he's cheaper. That's another thing, too. I think Mitch is a much better holder, and Mitch Wisnowski's ceiling, obviously being the highest drafted punter in the NFL currently, definitely higher, but with the health, and he costs too much. It's a couple million dollars. Like, we've signed two punters off the street, and both were better than Mitch this year. I know he's injured, but nah. And not saying you should pay Pat O'Donnell anything, but, man, there's nothing wrong with undrafted free agents and getting at kicker and punter and getting them off the street. There's no problem with that. Tayshawn Gibson, maybe on the 90-man roster, but probably not. Rocky Sin hasn't really done much. Nick McLeod, he showed some promise. I wouldn't mind bringing him back as a nickel. Patrick Taylor, sure. If he wants to stay here, I'm cool with that. As, you know, that 6 or 7 running back in camp, and if all the injuries happen again, a good special teamer, does his job, no juice. And then Curtis Robinson, I would like to bring back. Those are the restricted free agents. I did not list Devondre Campbell. He ain't going to be on this team very long. But those are the players. Again, if I could bring back, if I could pick my five, Greenlaw, Hufanga, Bartsch, Jalen Moore, not as a starter, but I like him as the number three tackle. I love that. He's been awesome since he's filled in the last several games. And Isaac Yiadom. Those would be the five. If I had my choice, those are the five I'm bringing back. And yes, Christian, 100% a new DC and special teams coach. I would say 100% special teams. I'd say 92% defensive coordinator. That's what I would do. Right here, Tony says, told you Jennings is career wide receiver 3. took four. Nah, bro, Tony, you wrong right there, man. Now he's been our best wide receiver this year by far. He did have two drops, and he deserves criticism for the way he played. But nah, wide receivers threes don't go out there, and it did take him a long time to develop. That is correct. But like, nah, Jennings has been literally one of the lone bright spots for this team this year. He's got 805 yards. That's not a wide receiver three. Six touchdowns. That's not a wide receiver three. Yeah, he's freaking played awesome, man. Now, our other wide receivers has let us down. But Jennings, and we got him signed for another year, so I like that. Jennings deserves criticism for this game, but he's been one of the few bright spots that has bailed us out repeatedly throughout the past 3 years. I'm a big Jennings fan, but that's okay. Disagreements are a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's keep the dialogue going. Let's see what happens next year. I can tell you this. Somebody, what we signed up for an extension to, 30 teams would pay him more than what we gave him. I'd bet everything on that. We underpaid him. He's worth way more than that contract is. That's what it is. Now, so here's my biggest needs. If we don't sign any of those restricted free agents, that's a big if. My number one need, center. Yeah, sorry, like Jake Brindle's under contract still. I don't care. I cannot see this team play anymore behind 64. I can't do it. It's the number one need on this team. In my opinion, if all of those free agents go, still center is the biggest need. Number two, safety. And this is not a ranked on most valuable position. This is, these positions have the worst players, okay? Center's number one, not even close for me. Jake Brindle, the worst. Safety is number two, and that's with Hufanga leaving. I do not see Jair Brown as anything but maybe a special teams player moving forward, and I don't even like him on special teams, to be honest with you. But, like, you can't give up on him. He's a third-round pick. He put up some good tape last year. But, like, man, right now you got Malik Mustafa. Like, I'm cool with George Odom. I'm cool bringing somebody off the street. I'm cool drafting somebody, getting them in there. But, like, safety's a big deal. Now, again, I'm paying Hufanga personally, but I'm going center worst, safety two, then defensive tackle. Obviously, Javon Hargrave's going to get released. He's one of the worst free agency signings in modern free agent history. Terrible, terrible, terrible. But you move on from that. You get a lot of cap relief. Thankfully, they built in that restructure. That was good. But, like, you got nobody. Malik Collins, God, he's going to be, 32, 33? Evan Anderson, I do like. But outside of that, I'm just like, oof. Jordan Elliott, no. A big reason why every team runs on us when 92's in the game, he gets just bullied, man. He has one out of every five plays is good. The other four are subpar. He's not consistent. I'd have no idea what Chris Kucerik and Kyle Shanahan seeing him. And he's a Longhorn. So before we start this mock draft and you guys start saying, oh, you're Longhorn bias, you're Longhorn bias, all that stuff. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a person who tends to overspend on or around the holidays? Well, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. And the best part is, you don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can start investing your money in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be as small as $5 a day or just some spare change. That's right. Acorns can round up every purchase you make to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. So whenever you go to get your coffee before you go on that shopping trip, guess what? That's investing. I've used Acorns for a long time, way before this sponsorship started. And a big reason why is because you can invest without time and without a lot of money, and you can choose how aggressive you want to be with the amount of money that you invest. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
Fred runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from Geico for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it going to happen? You know, the big Geico surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they going to jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with Geico commercial insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial. This is Robert.
Hey there.
Robert is an over-the-road trucker. He takes his business very seriously.
Yes, I do.
Robert traded up to Geico for serious commercial coverage, insuring not just his truck, but his cargo, too. All for seriously low rates, with serious savings for his inspection history.
So, they're going to be a talking animal with a catchphrase, like a armadillo?
What the armadillo?
There he is.
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
Aww.
Get more with Geico commercial insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
Linebacker, that's a big need. Obviously, you got Fred Warner. I'm fine with D Winters as their number two. I'm cool with that. I'm okay with Tatum Bethune as our number three. So that's why I have linebacker down. Again, Greenlaw is my number one priority because he's such a difference maker. But if you told me, like, all right, our linebackers moving forward are Fred Warner, D Winters, Tatum Bethune, that's not terrible. It's not terrible. Alan, he says, man, I thought you were taking a day off. I am. I'm going to Sunday, Monday. We're going to drive up early in the morning. Me and my son, we're going to ski and stay the night there, ski, then drive back. So we're going to get two good ski days in. But yeah, it's not time for takeoff yet. I can't do it, man. I got too many. I got too many emails whenever I woke up this morning. Look at this stuff. Look at Bobo. What's up, bro? He says, mock draft already in December? Yeah, it's terrible. Should we be prepared for the playoffs? We should be, but we are not. And so the reason why I wouldn't plan on doing this show, I was going to do a different show. I was going to go over grades and some of the early film breakdown. But the emails and DMs were just like, mock draft, please. Give me something. Give me something. So that this is my attempt to help people look forward. So that's why we're doing this here. I don't like that we're doing mock drafts at this time. But yeah. And I'll be very honest right here. Thoroughbred. John, what do you think about Kyle McCord? I've been all hands on deck 49ers. This is my process. It's a flawed process, but there's only so much of the 49ers rush team. I stay on 49ers only until they are out of the playoffs. That has started now. So I have to double time it for the next 3 weeks. That's okay. Poor me, right? I freaking love my job. So the next 3 weeks, we're still breaking down all the 49ers tape, just like we always have on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. But now we're also going to be adding in breaking down players. So I cannot give you an educated. I've not watched any college tape or coaches tape on Kyle McCord. So I can't do that. I can't do that yet. I can't do that for a lot of players. I'm a Longhorn fan, so I watch every single Texas game, but that's about it. That's about it. So obviously whoever Texas plays, and I know kind of the top players and whatever else, but trust me, I will never grade a player. Last year we did 200. This year we're going to do a lot more because we didn't start our draft work until the Niners lost the Super Bowl, right? So we weren't starting until like March. Now we're starting December. So I've got three extra months. So the goal is 250 players. I will never put a player on our rankings, on our board, do a draft write-up on a player unless I've watched at least two full all-22 coaches tape of him. Highlights are important. That's cool. Those are fun and entertaining, but I don't think they tell you who a player is. This is the first time you're going to hear this year, ladies and gentlemen. This lets you know that draft season is here. John Chapman Axiom. You watch highlights, that's like reading a dating profile that the person wrote. You don't know who they are. You watch coaches tape, that's like interviewing their exes. You find out all the good and all the bad. And so until we do that, I'm not really ranking players or putting them on our board. We'll have 250 players. Yeah, I'll watch two game tapes minimum of 250 players. And it's not just me. It's my entire team. And if you want to help out, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Just email me. Hey, I want to help with draft research. We'll get you plugged in. I don't have the bare bones and,
you know, all that stuff set up yet, but I will in about the next week and a half. So we'll get there. Look at this. Tony says top 300. I love you, Tony. That's usually our goal. Usually we start big and I'm like, okay, these are all the guys I want to get. And then the combine, so I'll do like 200 to 250. Then the combine happens and there'll be like another 50 guys I didn't have on my list that I'll add. And I'll try to get to all of them, but time is finite. And the guys I don't get to, I remove from my list. And it's one of the most painful days of the year because I'm like, man, these could be awesome guys. And in the past, I've removed players from the list and the Niners have drafted them. I'm just like, ah, but you can't get them all. Can't get them all. It's what it is. It's Pokemon. So center, most important as far as biggest weakness. Safety, then defensive tackle, then I got linebacker, then offensive tackle. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is I do expect Trent Williams to come back. Colton McKivitz is under contract, but outside of that, there's nothing. Do I want Colton McKivitz to be our starting tackle next year? No, I do not. But the fact that you have Trent Williams there, crazy enough, Trent's under contract for two more years, which is crazy. I think defensive tackle, linebacker, offensive tackle are all right there close, and then we got edge. I'm a little happy with some of the development at the edge position. Obviously, you got Nick Bosa forever. You have Leonard Floyd next year. Sam Okwonu is going to be a staple. He's a restricted free agent, so he ain't going nowhere. Robert Beal has shown he can play against the run consistently. So you've got some guys. Drake Jackson, I'm not even counting that. If you get anything from him, great. But, like, you're getting bodies. Yes, I think edge is a major priority, and we might take a edge today in the first round. Like, I would not be upset because it matches priority of position, how valuable that is. Positional value plus need, I would not be upset if we took edge, even though I have it further down the list. But, like, we're returning almost all our edge guys, almost all of them. Tight end 2, tight end 3, guard. But, man, if you signed Ben Bartsch, I'd be happy. But I'd be fine with Spencer Burford. I think he's better than Aaron Banks, especially in the run game. I'd take Spencer Burford at left guard, and I'd take Dominic Pooney at right guard. Like, I'm cool with that. I ain't got no problems there at all. Cornerback, you're losing a lot of corners right now to free agency. Yottam, Ward, Rockyason, you need some more corners, but not a dire need because you got Demo coming back. You've got the rookie Renardo Green coming back. That's awesome. Ambry Thomas is going to come back as well because his contract tolls. Not that I want Ambry Thomas playing, but I feel like you've got two staples at corner in Renardo Green and Diamador Lenore. But you need somebody else. That's, again, why I would sign Isaac Yottam and draft somebody. Quarterback, you got to have it. One, both your backups are free agents. And Brock Purdy, a little more question on if he's the guy of the future. You're going to sign him. How much that is, we'll deal with that. Brock should be the quarterback for a while. But is Brock a top five guy? I don't see it. Currently, especially in the rain or inclement weather, and that adds more to it. I am drafting high upside athletic quarterbacks late every year to see. I'm going to do it. That's just my flip. If you don't have a top five quarterback, you got to get one. I'm not saying that means throw out Brock Purdy, but I am saying you need to draft high upside quarterbacks late, like a Joe Milton, right? Like a Travis, a Jordan Travis, those types of guys. Wide receiver, still a major need. And so, like, man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 11. We got 11 picks. We got 11 picks. That's frustrating. We got 11 needs. Now, you're going to re-sign some of these guys. That's going to alleviate some. You're going to sign new players in free agency. That's going to alleviate some. Then you got the draft picks. Then you got the draft picks. So right now, it looks a little bleak because it's like, man, you got needs everywhere. Man, Tony, you can't get a top five quarterback late. You can get a top five quarterback upside with their build. Not every draft. I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, if Brock's my quarterback, I'm drafting, you know, a height weight, speed, strong armed quarterback every single year in the fifth through seventh round, maybe fourth if somebody drops. That's just what I'm doing. And I'm just going to see. I'm just going to let them see. We have the most quarterback-friendly scheme in the NFL. I do believe that. And we're just going to see. If somebody, you know, you want to sign somebody like a Sam Darnold and see, you know, a pass-busted first-round quarterback and see if you can kind of reclamation project like a Ryan Tannehill or whatever, cool. I'm cool with that. But, like, I'm not comfortable with just Brock. Like, I am throwing darts. I'm not going to spend a first round pick on a quarterback with Brock Purdy under contract. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. Some teams will do that. You've seen the Packers do it and it's worked out well for them. You saw the Falcons do it last year, but I'm not going to do that unless I have somebody that I legitimately believe is a top five pick falls to me and I'm really, really high on them and all that stuff. Then maybe, but still, even then, I don't think I would. Doesn't mean they won't. They traded up three picks to go get Trey Lance when Jimmy Garoppolo was signed. So, yeah, we'll see kind of how that looks. And again, like, once we get into this season that we're in now, these are the times to have these conversations. And we'll have full episodes with me and other guests where we'll talk. What do you do with Brock? What are the numbers for the contract you do with Brock? Brock's getting a new contract. Like, how long? How much? Where do you draft a quarterback? What if this guy, like, we'll deal with that. We're trying to provide hope today. Now, I will say this, man. My bookie's going off the charts for Christmas. They've got free bets, risk-free bets, nonstop in their 12 days of Christmas.
While other books make promises, my bookie delivers. This holiday season, the deck is in your favor with my bookie's 12 days of Christmas. Festive lineup, and can't miss opportunities for bettors to cash in. Risk-free Thursdays, NFL bets that you could bet, and if you don't hit, guess what? You don't lose any money. Super Boost and free bets are out there as well. Weekly casino giveaways, it only costs 50 cents to spend on bet soft slots to enter. I'm telling you, at MyBookie, it's not just about taking your bets, it's about giving you the tools to elevate your game with the road to New Orleans, bowl games, Christmas Day sports betting, NFL action, NBA doubleheaders. It's your season to win. And with the 12 days of Christmas, which starts on December 19th, so don't wait, lock it in today. Use promo code 49ERS49ERS with your first deposit. MyBookie will give you a little extra to start your holiday hot. There's a reason MyBookie has been the go-to bettor and the betting sports book of the 49ers Rush podcast for 10 years. 10 years, guys, they have been doing this. Whether it's UFC, NFL, college ball, basketball, you name it. Now, rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, make sure to ask their customer service. They are A++. But whatever you bet, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
All right, let's do this. It is mock draft time. So we're using the PFF simulator, full seven rounds. We're focusing on positions, not necessarily player names, even though we might focus a little bit on that. Now, they have us picking 17th. If the draft was today, we'd be picking 13th, but the other teams haven't played yet. So some of those teams will win and they'll move past us. So I'm going to just adjust us from 17 to 15. We're going to meet in the middle there. That's where we're going to be. Full seven rounds. Let's enter the draft. Let's see if it's going to work here. Oh, we got to reset it. There we go. Come on now. Let's go, baby. It's not working. There we go. I tried this like 15 times and it worked just fine. And now we've got issues. That's just the way that it goes. That's okay. Here we go. Get us down here. Let's enter the draft. Come on, man. Let's go. Oh, I got to pick the team. I'm an idiot. There we go. Pick the 49ers. All right. It's my first one, guys. It's my first one. So we're not going to do any trades today. We're going to have times where we do full trades. And I don't care what they say. Our needs are guard, tackle, corner. I disagree. Again, center, safety, DT, linebacker, OT, edge. Like, those are the most important that are out there. Okay. Let's just talk real quick. I have not broken down tape on all players. I do know the Longhorns relatively well. I do know Kelvin Banks. He just won the Outland Trophy. He is the best lineman, offense, defense in the NFL. He's the best offensive lineman. He is unbelievable. Perfect fit. Height, weight, speed, everything. If he is available, this is the one guy where I'm like, I would trade up for. It matches our need. He would start at right tackle. He would be the Trent Williams eventual replacement. I don't think that he is there at 15. Now, we'll see how he plays. He had an ankle sprain, missed the last two games, but now that Texas is in the playoffs, fully expected to put some good tape up against Clemson, some other ones. I would trade up. If you told me we're going to trade a first and a second to jump up like three spots to get Kelvin Banks, I would be happy. In this one, we don't have to. There are a lot of tackles. And again, you got to remember this too. With NIL, a lot of players we think are coming out of the draft are going to stay because you got to take a pay cut your rookie year, unless you're a first round pick. I mean, you make millions of dollars in college right now. I ain't upset at that. I love it when people get their money. But yeah, and again, just to balance, Cameron Williams, the right tackle of Texas, I do not want. Most penalties, very undisciplined, a little too big. Like, I do not want Cameron Williams on the 49ers. I don't think he's a good fit. I don't. I don't want Isaiah Bond on the 49ers. I don't think he's a first-round pick, personally. I do like Mikael Williams, the edge. I would be very happy with him, but I think he's going to shoot up. I do like Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle. But we're going offensive tackle here. And probably the way I'm going to focus most of my drafts this year, it's going to be built through the trenches, which the 49ers have not done. So we got our tackle. We went tackle early. Okay, so I'm going to mark that position off. Now here we are at pick 47 in the second round. Still some tackles. We got a corner high. We got an edge player. We got two edge players. Three edge players, some wide receivers, tight ends. I love Gunnar Helm. He's like the most tight end to ever, but not at a second round pick. So this is where the need starts to balance positional value. I'm probably not taking a number two tight end in the second or third round. I'm not doing that. I would take a center, but probably not in the first round, unless I see somebody that has a really high grade. But I don't think the 49ers are going to do that. I'm not taking a safety in the first, second round. Probably not taking a safety in the first, second, third round, even though that's a major need. Early on, it's offensive line, defensive line, and then if a skill position falls, that's not a wide receiver. I mean, if you go get like a corner, no, I'm not taking a wide receiver. I'm not taking a running back. It's just going to be trenches for me. So you've got some edge players. I want a defensive tackle. But, you know, with these edge players, I'm cool with that. I really, really am. I don't know too much about JT from Ohio State or Kyle Kennard. This is position-based. I do think that 49ers, did you guys know the second most drafted team by the 49ers in our history is South Carolina? Yeah, Stanford won, then South Carolina. So I'm going Kyle Kennard, edge, right there in our second-round pick. So first round pick, we went OT. Second round pick, we went edge. Now we're on the clock in the third round, pick number 79. Oh, Drew Allar. I saw him mentioned in the chat. He's there. Hold on. Let me just say this. I got to look at his height, weight, speed. 6'5", 235. Okay, I like that. Would I spend this third round pick on him? Let's see what else is out there. Now, we do have another pick at the end of the third round in 20 spots. So we got 79.99. Man, I really want a DT. I really want a DT. There's not one. There's a guard from Georgia. There's tackles and edges everywhere. That's not usually the case. There are no defensive tackles in so many spots. Now, here we go. There is a center. Parker Brailsford. Out of Alabama. But Drew Allar's sitting there. There's a tight end that you could get. So, like, here, I'll go to you guys. I'm not picking Sanders. I'm not picking Sanders if he's available, period. I don't want that dude on my team. He's amazing, but I don't want... We just went through a clown show with Devondre Campbell. I don't want any more of that. And I get what Deion did in the NFL. He's awesome, and I think his son is definitely a first-round talented quarterback. But, man, I just don't – if you complain about Debo, you don't want Shedeur Sanders. I'm just telling you that right now. If you complain about Devondre Campbell, you not saying that I don't think Shooter is going to quit. I don't think he's a quitter, but like, I don't want that. And I don't want that, man. I'm just going to be honest. I just do not want that. So my initial thought is I'd love this tight end from Bowling Green. I haven't watched his tape, but the positional value is good. I'd be fine with the guard from Georgia. I'm not taking a safety here. Oh, not corner, maybe. I'd be cool with the corner. I want the center. And I think that's where I'm going to go because it was a guard from Georgia. So I'm going center. It's my number one need. Third round would kind of be the sweet spot for a center. I'm going Parker Brailsford out of Alabama. That's what I'm going to do there. And I love that you guys are getting upset. I love that. So we went offensive tackle Kelvin Banks in the first round. He fell to us. Then we went South Carolina edge Kenneth in the second round. And then we went Parker in the third round center. So we're building through the trenches. The 49ers got away from that. Ah, man. So now here we are with our compensation pick in the third round. Oh, Billy Bowman. He's a damn good player. I hate OU, but he is really, really good. All right, we got a defensive interior guy that is up there. Major, major need. We've got two. We got J.J. Pegas. Sorry if I'm saying your name incorrectly, from Mississippi. And we've got Darrell Jackson Jr. from Florida State. I'm taking a Florida State guy. Why? Because we got two Florida State guys last year, and they know, and we can get that inside report. So I'm taking Darrell Jackson Jr., defensive tackle, with our 99th comp pick. This is what we got for the Mayhew D'Amico Ryans hire when they both left in that same year. That gave us three conditional thirds. So I'm taking Darrell Jackson, defensive tackle. So we've got a center, we've got a DT, we got an OT and an edge. I mean, we got two D linemen, we got two O linemen. Now it's time just to have some fun, baby. Now it's time to have some fun. And now, once you get to this point where I pick 116 in the fourth round, this is where you could just have some fun. And, you know, I still think safety is the top need, tight end two, guard, corner, quarterback, wide receiver. And you want to double up on some positions, what the Niners always do. The second guy drafted at that position is always better than the first. Linebacker, Deontay Lawson, Alabama. Ooh, Ty Felton, Maryland. Linebacker, Jack Kaiser. Guard, Colby. I'm going to go, let's go tight end. Did we have another tight end early? I don't think we did. I'm going to go tight end. Benjamin Urosek out of Georgia. He's going to be our tight end too. You know he'll block if he's from Georgia. So now we got our tight end too. And again, this is just all paid to positions, not necessarily players. Okay, there's a corner quarterback. Let's look at him. 6'4", 235. I don't care how you feel about Will Howard. This is the type of guy that I'm talking about in the fifth round. 6'4", 235. I do see Devin Neal there, running back out of Kansas. I would love to have him. I think he is a stud. But yeah, I think this is where you start to swing. So I'm going to take quarterback. Will Howard, I don't like Ohio State at all, but I want that big, strong quarterback to try to come out there. I'm going to take him. I'm taking Will Howard. So we got a quarterback. Again, I'm throwing a dart at a height, weight, athletic, speed guy with an athletic profile that could fit to be a top five, and I'm going to sit him and just allow him to have time and see what comes. Oh, James, he says, we are taking a kicker in the second round this year. Yeah, it sucks when your team has the highest drafted kicker in the NFL, the highest drafted punter in the NFL, and your kicker and punter aren't good. Mitch was decent, but he sure hasn't played up to that contract. Had one good year out of five, and he's getting paid way more than some of our starters. Not good. Man, lots of quarterbacks available. We already took one. But I'm just looking to see 6'5", 223, Curtis Rourke out of Indiana. So, like, not saying that any of these guys are going to be whatever. Diego Pavia, 6'207", I'm not touching him. I'm going for upside. Obviously, we already got our quarterback, but I'm trying to illustrate. I mean, we're right here at pick five, compensation, or fifth round, compensation pick number 171. there's still some height, weight, speed guys. Jake Majors, center. Yeah, he's not a bad backup option. Tommy Hill, we need a cornerback. Nebraska. There we go. I'm going Tommy Hill, cornerback, Nebraska. God, this is fun. I'm excited, guys. I hope you're a little excited. Yeah, right here, yeah, Vince Rourke is basically a bigger Purdy. And it stinks because I used to watch every single college football game I possibly could. I wouldn't miss any of them. Then we adopted kids. And then, which well worth it. And then once I started this podcast and it took off and I started recording multiple times a day, like I made a promise to my wife, like, look, okay, I'm just going to watch Texas. I'm not going to just veg Saturday and Sunday, watch it, whatever else. And so like my college football watch time has gone down, but my film watch time in college football has gone up. So I'm behind on all these guys than a lot of you are, but I'll catch up. Don't worry. I'll get you guys. And if you want to catch up with us, man, we'd love to have you. We would love to have you. All right, round six. We have still not gotten a safety. We have not gotten a guard or a wide receiver. So we got three picks. Those are the only positions we're going to look at. Elijah Clark, Syracuse. I do love the way that they coach their secondary. So I'm going to go Elijah Clark, safety in the sixth round. That was our highest need. We got guard and wide receiver next. So let's see which one we got. Guard and wide receiver. There we go. Jaeger Burton. Let's see what he looks like. 6'4", 316. I'm cool with that. We're going to go Jaeger Burton, guard Kentucky in the seventh round. Kind of like what we did last year. Man, I would love to have Jared Kingston now. I felt like that was a wasted pick. We had so many guards on this roster. It was just too hard. But like, if you told me he was still on this roster, I'd be so ecstatic and I'd bump guard down because I thought he played some good. He showed some good tape. All right. Our last pick, we got to go wide receiver just so we hit every single need. Obviously the 49ers won't do that with us. Let's see. Daquan Felton, 6'5", 216. We don't draft that type of wide receiver. Will Shepard. Let's see here. 6'3", 205. Yeah, maybe. And you got Jimmy Horn Jr. That's the younger Horn. 5'10", 170. Man, we got three Colorado wide receivers. 5'11", 167. I think it's funny because of those just body types, without knowing much more, I'm going LaJonte Wester, wide receiver, Colorado, which I don't want to draft any Colorado players, but I'm going to. So there we go. So let's look at how we did. We got an overall grade. Let's see. Does it give me an overall grade? I got a B. We got a B grade without knowing any of these guys. So let's go back through this draft. Y'all tell me what y'all think. Don't focus on the players. Focus on the position. So the question to you, let's start it simple. We've got one first, two second, two thirds. Just the top four groups, the top four picks. Tackle, edge, center, defensive tackle. How do you feel about just the order of those four and focusing the first four picks on trenches only? That's what I want to know. Did we not get a guard? Yeah, we got a guard. We got Jaeger, Burton, but yeah, we got him late. So what is y'all? What's everybody's thoughts just on going tackle, edge, center, defensive tackle with our first four picks? Manny, we're talking draft. We are. Yeah, we are. It's kind of where we are. And I hate that. James, no, Kyle, you don't get a wide receiver. Yeah, he hasn't done well. He really hasn't done well at that. Maybe not done well, but it's been rough. Kevin, appreciate you, man. He says, as long as it's trenches, I'm good. Jason says, yay, appreciate you, man. We got to get back to 49ers football. Yeah, right here, James, would like to see a higher center. I'm cool with that. We took a center at 79 in the third round. We got a D-plus grade on it, though. Hey, was that our lowest grade? Yeah, it was. So we took Parker Brailsford, center Alabama, in the third round. That was our lowest grade. Right here, E-Nice. In my opinion, we need playmakers in our first three rounds. Other than trenches, we'll be in a fifth and later rounds. Yeah, I mean, that's... you have 100% summarized Shanahan's draft strategy recently. I want to get away from it, but you are correct. I think what you're saying is more likely probably going to draft another wide receiver. We still got wide receiver needs, which is crazy. We're paying three wide receivers, and we spent a first-round pick on a wide receiver and a fourth-round pick, and we still got wide receiver issues. Vince, yeah, positionally, that's great. We need trenches. Dominate the trenches. Flynn, 100% right move to do it this way. Yeah, right there. Tommy, I missed the beginning. Is the tackle Colton replacement in the eventual replaces Trent? Yes. Kelvin Banks, I think he goes way higher than 15. Personally, I think he's a top 10 pick. But he's just an upside that fits everything. That's the problem whenever you get these guys that are can fit the outside zone, can fit the power game, can fit all that. Mark, he says, it's nice, but it's not what they're going to do. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Right here, all you need to hit is a 40% rate. At least 40% of your picks need to be starters. If we can get four starters out of the 11, yeah, I mean, we look at 2019 as a home run draft. You got Bosa, Debo, and Dre Greenlaw. Like, yeah, I mean, you get three studs or you get four starters, then that's a win. And, you know, you look back, if we go back to just what we did last year, right? I think Ricky Pearsall is going to be a starter, minimum. Renardo Green's a starter already. Dominic Green's a starter already. Malik Mustafa's a starter already. Isaac Grindo, all right, you like what you've seen recently. Cowan, we'll see. Tatum Bethune, we'll see. Like, last year was a hit. Now, are any of those guys all pros? I think Dominic Pooney is probably the closest to that. Or pro bowlers, I think it's him. Maybe Malik, those two guys. But yeah, so like if you could duplicate what you did last year and get four more, man, at some positions of need, yeah, man, I'm with you, Jan. Yeah, that's freaking awesome. 40% with 11 picks, I'm cool with that. So tackle, edge, center, defensive tackle, then we went crazy. The quarterback in round five, Will Howard, height, weights, you know, big quarterback, strong arm, all that fun stuff. I like that. I'm fine using a fifth. We've got two fifths. I'm fine using that. I'm cool with that, man. I don't know. That was a fun little thing. And so if you are a person that's watching this or listening to this and you're just like, man, yeah, kind of down in the dumps, man, take a break. Take a break. Go watch some college tape. You fall in love with a couple players, go watch some highlights. Just type in Kelvin Banks on YouTube, Kelvin Banks highlights. Watch that. You're going to get excited. Type in Kyle Kennard highlights, edge, South Carolina. We took him in the second round. Watch those highlights. You're going to get excited. And the possibility of adding this influx of talent, which finally, this is going to be the most draft capital we have had. Good Lord. I mean, maybe since 2019. Maybe 2021 after we were picking 12th. Now, yeah, I think this is going to be probably the most draft capital we've had since 2019 when we picked second in the draft. Oh, man, let's get it. Now, the rest of the week, we're going to spend some time for sure going over tape, doing all those fun things. And, you know, Patreon, we're going to have breakdowns and all that stuff. We've got, you know, 10 plus days, so I'm going to take some time and relax a little bit. Spend time with the family. We haven't decorated the Christmas tree. We got the Christmas tree up. It's been a busy week, a busy couple weeks for the Chapmans. We're going to decorate the Christmas tree this weekend, which I'm excited about. But we'll be live tomorrow at some point, and you guys are awesome. And hopefully this just gives you something to look forward to. But until next time, y'all are incredible. The 49ers aren't right now, but maybe they will be soon. You've got some pieces to build around for sure. But until next time, stay strong, faith.
Fred runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from GEICO for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it going to happen? You know, the big GEICO surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they going to jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial. Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to serious commercial auto insurance from Geico for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So where's the Geico surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's going to bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here. You got to see this.
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry.
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.